Hey. Hey. That noise is gonna drive me crazy on here, actually, but that's a fan, and I need the fan, but she just click a lackin. Okay. I can't turn the fan off. Maybe it's not picking that up. I don't know if it's picking that up. I can't tell. I was just talking to myself, and I didn't press record, and I was just yippity yapping. But whatever. Oh my god, that fan is so fucking annoying. I'm so upset about it, but it's gonna get really fucking hot if I turn it off. I'm gonna try. You know what? Let's just try. Jeez, okay, it's off. Let's see. Good morning. Hello. We are here. I'm here. It's just me. But, yep, Wednesday, 12:25. I've been a busy girl this morning, okay? First, I had to go to the doctor again, and I had to get my blood drawn, but it was fine. I really honestly like the girl who drew my blood a lot. I wish she could be my doctor, because she's a queen. She was so nice. Like, I don't know. She was just really sweet, but anyway, so I did that, and then I came home. Oh, I had to get gas, too. Boring, but I got gas, and then I took my dogs to the vet to get their shots. Yay. Oh, I hate going to the vet, but they did so good. Like, they were a little crazy, but they were good. Just because our dogs are not really like leash trained, like they don't really do much. Like, they hang out at the house. Like, we don't really take them out really ever unless we're going to the vet. Like, we took them out like one time, I think. So, they really be in the house. And so, yeah, they don't really like the collars or the leashes or anything. And so, yeah, but they do fine. Like, they're always okay. Like, Oliver just barks at everyone like he thinks he's fucking Macho Man, which, yeah, in this house he is. So, he is, bitch. But he was good. And then, let's see, whenever they were doing their shots, they had to get two in their butt and then one in their paw. And we did Chaser first. He did good, but his second butt shot was bleeding a little bit. So, yeah, but he, like, she just held the thing on it for a minute, like, applied some pressure with some gauze, and he was fine. But, other than, like, he did perfectly fine. And then Oliver went next, and he was good. Whenever they did his paw, he did a little, and I felt bad, but he did good. And then Sunny, that little roach, she's crazy. No, she's usually, like, I would say she's the, like, most behaved dog that we have. Like, she's super chill. She's, because they're all good, but Oliver, like, has his nuts. And so, like, he's just, and he's a mini Aussie. Oh, have I told you about my animals? I fucking better had. I think I did. I'm pretty sure I did. But anyway, yeah, Oliver, he's just a crackhead as it is, but then, yeah, he also has his balls, so he's just, like, more of, like, a crazy bitch, I guess. I don't know, but, yeah, he did good, but he made a little yelp whenever they got his paw. And then Sunny, okay, her back legs, fine, she was good, whatever. Her front paw, she did not want to let us do it. She was like, fuck no, I'm not doing that. And then she finally gave us her other paw, or we took it, snatched that bitch away. She was not having it. She was trying to get out the whole time. I felt so bad. And, but we did it. She did good. And then it was taking the vet a second to find her fucking blood. And I was like, ah. But it was fine. She was fine. But we did that. And then we got them out of there. And, oh my god. And then we were driving home. It was me, my mom, and Brody. And this woman, so our light is green, so we're going straight, and this woman, like, pulls out in front of us, and then, like, notices that we're right there, and so then she swerves back and goes to the other lane, which, like, I just think she wasn't paying attention, and so she just pulled out in front of us. But then she's looking at us, and then, like, drives up to us, and then is like, da-da-da-da-da-da, and, like, saying something. I don't even know what she's saying, but it sounded like she was mad. Then we passed her again, and then she was, like, waving at us, like, waving. And so I was like, oh, like, maybe she's, like, sorry. Maybe she was trying to say sorry. And then we saw her again, and then she was like, bitch. And I was like, ooh. And, yeah. So, what the fuck? And then she cut the car in front of us off. So, and she was like this little lady. It was funny. But, anyway, we got home. And then, yeah, we had the dogs outside for a second. And then put the bed. And I went to flip my laundry, but fucking, it wasn't dry. So, that's annoying. But I just started again. And then I walked out here. And I have to freaking pee really bad. But, not really bad. I just have to pee. But someone was in the freaking bathroom, so I don't know. They're probably out now, but I don't care. I'm busy now, okay? So, yeah, this is what I'm doing. And then we're going to go to the lake because me and Cheyenne have planned to do, like, our last, like, camp setup. Like, make sure we have everything good to go, all of that. And then Jalen asked me if I wanted to go to the lake. And so I was like, oh, Cheyenne, we should go to the lake instead. So, that's what we do when, but then we're gonna do our setup, like, the next few days. And we're getting so close. We're 3 weeks away. So, I'm really excited for that because I guess I'm gonna pre-record an episode, in case, but I'm gonna hopefully not post that because I wanna post from Bonnaroo. Like, I wanna kinda tell you all the things that we're, like, have been doing that day, like, how the campsite is going, if we're using the tent, like, just kind of let you know, like, come to Bonnaroo with me, you know? So, we'll see, but I don't know if I'm gonna be able to post it from the campsite, because it might be, like, I might not have service, but I think that I will. I feel like they've really improved that over the years, because used to it was, like, any concert, any sort of anything, like, no service. But whenever I went to fucking EDC Orlando last year and Ultra and Elements in the fucking wilderness, like, it was fine. I had service literally 24/7. So I'm expecting to have service, motherfucker. But I think I'll probably still do an episode just in case. But I'm not gonna lie, I feel like that one's gonna suck because I'm literally just gonna be like, oh my god, I'm so excited, da-da-da-da, and just, like, talking about everything, like, going over a list, pretty much. I feel like that's what's gonna be happening in my head. Which I guess I could do a little packing list for traveling, especially for this. I feel like it's a good one. I feel like we're very, you know what, I'm gonna save this for the next episode, but I'm so fucking excited. So, anyway, we're going to the lake today, and then this weekend, OMG, I'm going to meet Cheyenne's family. Crazy, I've never met anyone in her family at all. So, yeah, I'm excited, and I get to meet the little baby. Her sister just had a baby, and yeah, I guess he's starting to smile now, yay. But I'm like, I don't really know. I'm not really, like, I haven't ever spent a lot of time around kids. Like, I just don't know. Like, I feel a little awkward with kids, which I feel like is weird because all my friends, like, have babies, have little kids in their life. Like, they're, like, cool like that. But me, like, I just do not really have kids in my life like that. Like, I don't know. I mean, one of my cousins has, like, oh, gosh. Oh, I don't want to say all their name. Seven kids. Or six kids, I guess, now. Whatever. A lot of kids. And so I was kind of around them a little bit, but that's on my dad's side of the family, so. Which, I'm so cool with her. Like, I probably talk to her, like, I don't know, she's one of the few that I talk with, which, I don't know, I guess I kind of feel weird about that. Like, I like the idea of family, and, like, I just feel like it was, like, always, like, fun when we hung out with that family, but, I don't know, like, I just feel like a lot. I don't know. Like, just my perspective from when I was a kid. Like, I don't know. I'm just gonna, like, oh, I don't know. But sometimes I'm like, you know, like, whatever. Like, you know, family's just your family. Like, it's just people you show up for no matter what. Like, just because. But I don't know. I'm also like, well, isn't that the whole point of chosen family? Because then it can be better. Or not better, but better. Like, I don't fucking know what to say. Like, it can be more real. It can be more honest relationships. Just because with that side of the family, like, they don't know anything about me. Like, they literally ask me how I'm doing, where I'm working, and then, like, ask me about my mom and my brother. I'm like, things like that. Like, super, like, surface level. Where my chosen family, like, all my friends and their families and everything, like, I feel like it's more like intimate and we actually really care about what's going on and like we want to know. Like, it's not just super scripted, it's customized. And I don't know. I mean, maybe I could get that way with my family, but I kind of doubt it because I'd never have. But I don't know. Also, you know, you never know. Like, fuck it. Just because I feel like I'm a lot more like able to snap in my to my like vulnerability, like I'm pretty much eventually, like not right off the bat, but like especially if I don't feel comfortable, like I have to feel at least a little bit comfortable to be able to like open up completely. But I don't know, like, and I by what I mean by that is like let's talk for like 5 minutes, like, and then I can probably, but I don't know. I am a little bit guarded at first, I guess. I'm trying to think, like, what my first impression of me would be if I was me. But I feel like it would be good just because I would be like, oh, hey, girl. Like, I feel like my vibe is like, I feel like I have a good vibe. I've been told. I've been told, okay, that I look open and friendly. Thanks. That's such a good, like, compliment. Oh my god, guys, I have to tell you. Oh my god, I have to tell you two stories about my clients. Love. Okay, so the first one, Miss Girl, I had never had her. It was a first time client. And she came in and she laid down and we're like doing a little lash lift and tint. And at this point, like it is silent in the salon. There's like probably five people in there. And everyone is just silent. Nobody's talking. Everyone is just relaxing. And we have our spa music on because it's during the week. So it is very, very relaxed in there. And I'm like going and I swallowed my spit weird. And I was like, at first, I was like, no, I don't have to cough. Like, it's fine. Like, I was just like, ooh. And then I like realized that I couldn't really breathe. And so I was like, no, I'm gonna have to like cough. Like, I need to cough. And like, by that point, it was too late. And so I just had this giant like choke cough. And it was like so, like, I'm already like, I would say my cough is pretty fucking aggressive, like, as is. But if I'm like choking, like, I feel like, holy shit. Like, it's like, I don't know. It's not like small and like like it's very dramatic, like it's very intense, which I guess like so is just my regular voice. Like I do talk pretty loud and like intense, I guess, but I don't fucking know. It was so hilarious and I was just like, "Oh fuck." Like I was like, "I'm so sorry." And her response like it was just so good. So, okay, pretend you're me and you cough. This is what she says. That's okay. You're human. I've done that before. Wow. That was beautiful. Was that not the most beautiful? Like, I just, like, whenever she said that, I was just like, oh my God. Like, I wanted to cry, honestly. I was like, that was just like, her tone of voice was like very, like, gentle and just like it was very soft, and it was just like it just made me feel really safe. Like, it was just really like, you know, like it was just so beautiful. Like, I just felt so good, and I was just like sitting there, like, And I was like, oh, like that was so nice. Like, oh my God, like I'm gonna steal that so I can use that. Like, that just made me feel so good. Like, I wanna be able to have that reaction. And like, I just love that. And then I was like, should I tell her? And I was like, I would wanna know if like my words impacted someone, if my words made someone feel some like safe or like better, like it made them feel good. I would wanna know that. So I sat there for a minute contemplating and I was like, come on, Brittany, like, I listened to this one episode of a podcast and they were like, you know, you have to be open to things if you want to, like, you have to be open to receive things if you want them to come in. If you're closed off, like, then you're not gonna be receiving. And like, I feel like that's a pretty common like idea, like a lot of like, you know, with religion, with money, with, I don't know about the money thing. This girl was pretty much talking about manifesting. I guess that's kind of the idea, but I don't know. It was cool. And so I just like, I was just thinking about that and I was like, no, I need to be open. Like, I want connection. That's what I want more than anything else in this world. And to get that, I have to be open to that. And so, like, that's a perfect way to start a connection. Like, being like, oh my God, that made me feel so good whenever you said this. Like, you know, like I had to. So I was like, oh, come on. And then I almost did it one time and I was like, oh, nervous. And then I was able to go back and do it. And I was just like, holy shit. I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I just love the way that you said that. Like, that was just so gentle and like that just made me feel good. And she was like, I'm sorry, what? And I was like, no, like just the way that you were like, oh, you're human. Like, I've done that before. Like, that just made me feel so good. And like, I just feel like that was just such like a gentle, like genuine response. Like, and then I was like, I want to steal that because a lot of my clients like come in and they fall asleep and they snore and then they're like, oh my God, that's so embarrassing. I'm so sorry. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Like, oh my God, if I fall asleep, wake me up. Like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And like, I just hate being like, it's okay. Because whenever I say that, like, I'm accepting your apology. Like, you had something to apologize for. Like, snore it fucking up, bitch. Like, so yeah, I just want to be like, you're human. Like, that's normal. Like, I've done that before. I do that. I snore, which sometimes I say that. Like, I'll be like, usually I kind of like awkward laugh, or I'm like, or I'm like, no worries. Like, it's fine. Like, I don't care. Or I'll be like, it's fine. Everyone, literally everyone snores. Like, I promise you're not the only one. Everyone's always snoring in here. Like, it's hard not to when you're laying here with your eyes closed. So I kind of try to make them, but I just feel like her tone of voice, like that's usually how I say it, is I'm like, ugh, everyone's always doing this, like you're fine. But like I just feel like the way she's like, it's okay, like you're human. I've done that before. Like, I don't know, something about that just made me feel really seen. Okay. And anyway, whenever I told her, she was like, oh, thank you. Like, oh my gosh, like I'm glad that like you felt that way. Like, thanks. And I was like, sorry, like I didn't mean to make it so deep, but like I just really liked how you said that. And she's like, no, thank you. Thank you so much. And then like we just like sprung up a little conversation after that. Like we did get to connect and like it did, like it was successful, like it felt good. Excuse me. And like, I don't know, I just loved it. Which she was super friendly whenever I first met her and like all the way walking in everything and like throughout. Like she was really sweet. But we just didn't really talk. Like, she was just relaxing. And then, yeah, after I did that, which we were pretty much done at that point, but I don't know. Like, it just made me feel so fucking good. I was like, thank you, bitch. Like, I love you. Like, I was gonna say, like, it feels like a kiss on the forehead, but I just deleted it because I was like, I wanted her to kiss me on the forehead. But I was like, no, I didn't want her to kiss me on the forehead. But I felt like that kind of felt like on the kiss on the forehead. Like, it just feels really like genuine, I feel like. Which also, I feel like that's just how, that's like a, not stereotype, but like a pretty conventional idea. Like, kisses on the forehead are so sweet. But honestly, like, I don't care. I feel like I really believe that. Whether the world told me to believe that or I came up with that, like, I still agree with that. Like, I love a little kiss on the forehead. It's just so intimate, like it just feels good. And that's how I feel like our little conversation was, like telling her that that felt really good. I was just like, thank you, mama, I love that. Anyway, Then my other client, I love this client and I feel so bad because like we usually share like a little words, like we talk for a minute, but the past few times like we've been having like talking most of the appointment. And like 2 times ago I told her like my client before her had ran late and like we just have a late policy and like after like I don't know, there's like different rules around it, and so I just like wanted to remind her, like I was just like, oh yeah, da da da. So then and my next client, my friend client, she was sitting up there whenever I said that, so then we were talking about that. And I was just like, yeah, like she was just like I don't know, kind of I don't know, talking to her like about the late policies and stuff and like I don't know. And she was just like, oh my God, like, I'm so sorry. Like, I've been late a few times. And I just felt bad. I was like, no, like, I promise, like, I do not mind at all. Like, if you're late here and there, like, you know, I know that's not your regular, like, that. I'm cool with that. I understand that it happens. Like, that is so fine with me. But, like, if you're consistently late, like, because our policy is like 10 minutes. Then we, at 5 minutes, we call you. At 10 minutes, we cancel. And, like, yeah, you know, like most places that are appointment based, like, there's a late policy. Like, and there's a little grace period. Like, whatever. And I don't know. Like, but if you're late every single time, like, then I start to care a little bit. Or I just plan for that so I can care less. But sometimes. Whatever. Like, it's just a policy, and I have to follow the policy, so I just have to, like, completely, like, make sure that they know, okay? So, we were talking about that, and then, yeah, my client, she's a horse girl. I love her. She's so cool. I don't want to say her name, because, you know, but we're friends. I don't think she would care, but just for, like, you know, my sake, I won't say it. We'll call her Stephanie. You call her Stephanie? Whatever. And so me and Stephanie just were talking about that, and she's like, I've been sure to be here on time or early every single time. Like, I'm trying so hard. And I was like, thank you, girl. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't mean to like project anything on you. Like, I was just like, I was just like talking about it just because we had already been talking about it. But like, I do not care. Like, I promise, like, you're fine. If you're late, like, I don't like if you're only like if you're under 5 minutes late, I don't give a fuck. If you're like consistently late every single time, then I kind of give a fuck. But it's like most of the time, like I'm usually pretty like lenient, I guess. Sometimes, okay. But and I have favorites. I know you're not supposed to have favorites, but all my clients that I'm friends with, I'm like, yeah, like I love you, you know. Not that I won't bend the policy, but I'll like some. I'm more open, I guess. I'm like, I don't really know if I can be talking about all this. Fuck me, bitch. I was just talking for so long and wasn't recording. But pretty much what I was saying, I think where I left off was talking about that shit. And I was like, I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about that, but it's just policies, and I'm pretty sure I can because we all know the policy. We have to tell all the clients the policy. If you like. Like it's on our website, like you get text about it. I feel like and a late policy is pretty fucking common. Like that's not crazy. Whatever. After that, I started talking about oh, me and Stephanie. So we talk about that, and then I felt really bad. I was like, I promise, like I'm not like you can not you can be late, but like don't make it a stress. Like she's been like stressed out since we were talking about how the other client was late, and so yeah, I don't even know, but she's never late, so I know if she's late, something's wrong. Like, usually that's my main concern. If it's a client, because I don't know, I don't really have clients that just come in fucking late every single time, all the time, multiple clients. No. Most of my clients are there on time. They're angels. And so, yeah, I'm like, if they're not there on time, like, I'm usually like, what's going on? Are you okay? Like, what happened? Like, I always think the worst. But anyway, Stephanie, my girl, we're talking, and then we start talking about relationships just because, like, we were talking Oh, I was telling her, I've been hanging out with my friends the past few weeks, and because we just like catch up, we're like, oh, what have you been up to? Like, what's been going on? What have I missed? Blah, blah, blah. And so we just kind of go over that. And so I was just like, oh, well, me and this friend went here, me and this friend went here. And like, I don't know. Then I was like, I'm not going to share like a ton, but a few of my friends are like in like longer term relationships, and like, they're just kind of like, you know, they're kind of coming to an end, and I don't know, like that just freaks me the fuck out because like I've only had a few friends who have been in like long term, which I'm saying long term, and I mean honestly over 2 years, but like these friends that are in it right now like are between like 4 and like 8 years, so but that is a long fucking time. Like I feel like, I don't know, maybe 2 years isn't long term. I feel like I could do that. Like, I don't know. It is and isn't. Like, yeah, I don't fucking know what. I feel like more than a fucking day is long term. If it's commitment, it's commitment. Like, I don't know. I feel like more than 6 months, like, then it's starting to get more serious. Like, the first 6 months is, like, still kind of getting there, still kind of figuring out. Like, I feel. Still feel like you don't really like know the person super duper well, but I feel like once you're at 6 months, like now it's kind of like, ooh, like we doing this, okay. I don't know. Maybe, but whatever. All these friends in these long-term relationships and like they're kind of coming to an end and like, you know, there's flaws to everything, but I don't know, like I just feel like that's really fucking scary. I can't imagine losing someone after that long. Like, even friends. Like, if you've been friends with someone for 7 years and then just all of a sudden, which it doesn't happen all of a sudden. That's not how it works. Shit builds up and doesn't get fixed, and there's, you don't fully heal from them, and so then it just eats away at the relationship until it's dead. I don't know. I just, that is so scary. Like, I just feel, and like, people get divorced every motherfucking day. Like, that's so normalized. And that just seems crazy because, like, people will be married for like 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And they're like, okay, bye. Like, bitch, what? What the fuck? So, I don't know. That freaks me the fuck out because I just, that's like me and Jalen breaking up. And like I just literally can't imagine like our relationship just not existing, like just not having each other in your life anymore, which I guess that happens all the fucking time. And like I feel like any amount of friendship, like I don't think that time, I just think every relationship is so individual that the time doesn't really fucking matter. Like it depends on how, what are you doing in this relationship? Like, you can have one relationship who just stays surface level for years, or you can have one relationship where you start talking surface level and then 5 minutes later you start getting deep. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like it's so individual. Like, time can't, there's not a set time. But I don't know. Like, losing people is just so scary, which I guess is kind of the whole point because what is that quote? Like, oh, how beautiful to have something so good to lose or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But whatever. Anyway, that is just really fucking scary. And it's like there's these problems that are happening in relationships, and I just feel like how I'm thinking, I'm like, how I can avoid this is I just have to be on top. Like I cannot let the communication lack because that's, I feel like, where it all fucking starts going wrong. Because if you're close and you keep getting closer and, like, you just, like, talk about everything, like, I feel like it can maintain its health, but, and keep growing, but I don't know. I just feel like with some things I've been hearing and thinking about, it just sounds like, I don't know. Not open as communication should be, and not as like growth mindset as it should, I guess. I don't know. I'm not one to talk. I'm not placing any judgment, but I'm just thinking, like, how can I do this differently? Like, I feel like I, if really, really, really open and honest communication and really, really, like, growth mindset. You can't let the growth mindset go, because once you start getting set in your ways and, like, you don't, if you don't want to change, you know, obviously you can change. Like, I said that like it was gonna be something like revolutionary, but that's a pretty basic, like, I think most people know that. But I don't know. I just feel like that's so scary. And that's something that's been scaring me lately a little bit. I feel like I was growing and growing and growing, and now I'm like at like a sitting rate a little bit. Like, I don't feel like I've been doing any like super like crazy growth in my life recently like I was. And that's something that's been driving me crazy. I've mentioned this. Whenever I finish, we can do hard things. Like, whenever I caught completely up, like, I just feel like since then, I just haven't. 'Cause I was like constantly in that mindset all day at work, growing, 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 growing. And then, like, I don't know, I finished, and now it's like every once in a while I hear something like revolutionary in a podcast, but it's not every word out of their mouth, which I guess is kind of good. And I do kind of think it would be different if I like it is different listening back through a second time, which I haven't been doing that recently, but I got to like episode like 120 or something, and then I was like, okay, I want a break. I want a different podcast real quick. It just was like, it feels so familiar, so I don't feel like I can really have a full different perspective on it yet. But yeah, so I'm just like, am I not growing enough? Like, what can I be doing to grow? And then I'm also scared because, you know, I'm like trying to figure out my fucking physical health. So I'm like, I don't want that to be the pri I don't want that to take priority over my mental health. And that's something that's freaking me the fuck out, especially because if you were here last week, you heard how I had to go to the doctor, sorry. And it fucking sucked, and all my shit's fucked pretty much. So I had to go back this morning and get my fucking blood work. Bow, bow. And then I'm going back in 2 weeks. And I don't know, like, I just, yeah, my shit's fucked pretty much, but she wanted me to log all my food and everything. And so I downloaded this stupid app, MyFitnessPal, and I'm tracking my food, but I'm not like looking at calories, but the app is based like around like losing weight. So it asks like your current weight and your goal weight and everything you need to do to achieve that weight. And like, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm just trying to be healthier, and I don't think counting calories is something that is healthy for me, just because I feel really scared. Like, I just feel like I have a really bad relationship with food, so I just don't want to have, like, I don't think that counting calories is safe for me. Like, it just kind of feels dangerous, and I feel like it already like fucks up my mental health so much, like thinking about it, that the more that I like, because I was pretty committed to this idea that I was like, okay, I'll log my food so I can show her, just so we have an idea of what I'm eating. And then, yeah, she wanted me to get a food scale and shit. And I really don't like that. Like, that just, I just feel strongly about diet culture not being good for me at all. And I just think that mindset of, oh my God, I need to lose weight. Oh my God. Because that's what diet culture is. It's just about losing weight. It's not about, oh, I want to be healthier. It's, oh, I want to be skinnier. And so I just feel like whenever I'm in that mindset, I'm really horrible to myself and my body. And I just think that's really dangerous. And so I really just like, me focusing on my physical health is literally, I just want it to be about health. If I lose weight, which I probably will since my shit is so fucked up right now, like, you know, that's a bonus, but I just don't want that to be the focus, that like, oh fuck, fix it, fix it, fix it, fix it, it sucks. I just want it to be like, you know what, like, I just want to be a healthier person. Like, not that what I'm doing right now is bad, which I mean it is, but like, I just could be doing better, and this is something that I just want to kind of do differently. So I'm really trying to keep that mindset, but every day whenever I'm logging my food on this app, like, it has calories, like, a certain amount of calories and shit. Like, it wants me to count them, and it's counting them for me, and, like, saying, like, oh, I still need this, I still need this, I still need this. So, I really don't like that, because then it has been kind of, like, the first few days, I just completely ignored it, and then after that, like, I've kind of been looking at it, and then, like, one day, I looked at it, and I'm like, what the fuck? And so, I was, like, trying to, like, figure this shit out, and, like, trying to, like, count my calories, and then I was like, what the fuck am I doing? No. Which, I'm not saying diet culture is bad for everyone, like, do your own fucking thing, but for me, like, it's just really dangerous. Like, I just, that's not something that, is good for me right now. And, yeah. So, but I'm really trying to just not overthink it. And the past few days, honestly, like, I don't know. I'm like, my diet is just like, you know, I was eating the fast food for lunch every day and then like a sandwich for dinner, which is bad, but I'm sorry. Like, I was just, food was not important. I was just like, whatever, I just have to fucking eat. Like, let me just eat this, because a sandwich is, you're never gonna have a bad sandwich, and that's just what I'm scared of. Like, I just hate having weird texture food. Like, it really, really bothers me, and like, I don't know, but a sandwich, like, I've never had a bad sandwich. I'm eating it every time, and I know I'm putting the exact same thing on it every single time. So, yeah, maybe that's a little weird, but I'm, like, hyper-fixated on it. Like, that's just my food right now, and have been for, like, the past few years, but I don't care. Like, it's reliable. She's gonna be there every time for me, okay? So, yeah, but the past week, I've been trying, the past few weeks, I guess, I've kind of been trying to do better and, like, either cook at home more or take a sandwich for lunch or, like, whatever I can do to not eat fast food, pretty much. But I've been doing good. I didn't eat fast food, like, I think I only did one day this week, and it was yesterday, because I had this gap in my, and yesterday I was just really stressed out, like, I don't know, I just had some, like, I had to have a confrontation, I had to have a conversation, so I was just, like, nervous, like, I don't know, I just woke up nervous about it. So, yesterday I was like, fuck it, I'm not even making my lunch, like, I'm not taking anything, I'm just gonna fucking die. But I ended up having a big gap, so, and me and Cheyenne have been texting, and so I was like, do you want to go to lunch? So she came and met me, and it was so good. We had some enchiladas, and then we, and then I went back to work. And then also on Sunday, I ate fast food, or I didn't eat fast food, but I like ate out, like I ate at a restaurant, because me and Natalie were hanging out, and we went to this little fest thingy, so that was cute and fun. And yeah, we ate Mexican food there too, and I had a fried stuffed brisket avocado. It was so good. And yeah, it was in the rain, and the rain was just dripping down, because we were under an umbrella, but like, I was at the corner that it was all dripping off of, so it was just dripping down my back, and I felt it, and I was just like, eh, like, whatever, it's just rain, like, it'll be fine. But it was literally going, I had on bright yellow shorts, and so I just had this giant fucking pee stain from the rain. But I was like, you know what, well, obviously it's fucking raining, and like, anyone who sees it knows that it was raining, like, I don't know what you want me to say. Or I pissed myself, okay? Maybe I did, you know, I don't know. Whatever. So, yeah, I ate Mexican food there. And then, what did I eat? What day is it? That was Sunday. Today's Wednesday. Yesterday I had Chewy's. I don't know what I had Monday. I think I made my food. Whatever, though. So, I've been doing good. And I've been forcing myself to eat breakfast. I've been either eating avocado toast or a banana or nuts or a boiled egg, a few boiled eggs, or these little protein balls. Homemade. My dogs are barking. So I've been doing that. I've been doing good there. And then for lunch, yeah, I've been eating a sandwich, which I know, yes, it still could be a lot healthier, but you know what, bitch, it's healthier than fast food, and baby steps count. So get the fuck off my fucking dick, okay? I'm doing what I can. And then for dinner, yeah, I've been trying to cook or at least eat at the house, which I'm usually pretty good about dinner, like, most of the time. My friends just text me to go to EDC, motherfucker. Oh shit, I just opened a text that I was trying to ignore. But I want to go to EDC Vegas so bad. And it says that they go on pre-sale this Friday, but... ugh. They're so hard to get. I'm signing up for a text right now. Because I want to go to fucking EDC Vegas so motherfucking bad. We wanted to go this year, but, they were already sold out by the time we were looking, and we were looking in, like, I don't even know when we looked. I want to say, like, October or something, which, yeah, I guess it's kind of late, but fuck. Like, I don't know, I just... like, damn, I thought we would still be able to get it, because it wasn't until fucking May, but, of course, they go on pre-sale Friday, and it's literally May, Friday will be May 23rd, so, it just happened last weekend, like, what the fuck, but, I want to go so fucking bad, it would be so cool, it would be so fucking cool, I would die to go. I wonder how far that drive is, like, I am not really super geographically smart, knowledge. Vegas from here. I hate that it's making me download these fucking apps. Download the maps. Sorry, not the apps. Let's see where Vegas is. How far it is from me. Because I want to know. Probably like 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, once, but 17 hours. That's not bad, bro. What? I thought it was further than that. Like, I guess that's kind of bad, but bitch, I drove 17 fucking hours to EDC Orlando. So, I don't give a fuck. Hell yeah, dude. We could do that. Because what I'm thinking is I would rather fly, but if we were gonna camp, we would have to take all of our stuff. And if we took all of our stuff, we couldn't fly. So we would have to drive. But 17 hours is not that bad. Like, that's really not too bad, honestly. Fuck, we could do that. We could do that. But yeah, I split it up into 2 days. One day I drove 8 hours, and one day I drove 9 hours. And it was a fuck ton. But I made it by myself. The whole journey alone, it was wow, it was crazy. Because, you know, you listen to music, I listened to music the whole way, but I had to keep being like, come on girl, you got this, like, this fucking sucks and we're so motherfucking far away, but, like, you know what, it's okay. And I did a lot of thinking, which I think that would be probably more beneficial now, because I'm really trying to reparent myself and, like, I want to talk to all the parts of me. And so I feel like it's really hard for me to get there and stay there. But if I'm just driving, then I wouldn't have any distractions. Like, especially on the long, dry, boring roads of Texas. Like, yeah, I feel like I could do that. Because this morning I was literally trying to meditate. And, like, oh my God, it was horrible. I could not, like, fucking get a grip. And she was telling me to feel my heartbeat. And I could not feel it. And I was trying for, like, probably 10 minutes. And I was like, why the fuck? Like, come on. Just beat. Just fucking beat. And then I was like, my heart's not fucking beating. And I was like, no, it's beating. I just can't feel it. And then I was, like, getting pissed off. I'm like, why can't I fucking feel it? Where is it? But I'm trying to do it right now. Hold on. Update. No heartbeat. No. Yeah, so pretty much I'm a fucking vampire or something. But, ew, yeah, I can't feel my fucking heartbeat. And it was driving me crazy this morning, and my brain could just not fucking stop. But I feel like I could get there. And just because, yeah, I feel like whenever I start, like, having, like, anxiety or something, I can, like, this sounds kind of stupid and I'm a little embarrassed, but I feel like I really believe in this. But, like, you just, like, talk to that part of you and you're just like, hey, anxiety, like, I love you, girl. And, like, I know that you're trying to protect me, but right now, like, I don't need protecting. Like, I'm trying to figure this out and I'm trying to talk to whoever else I'm trying to talk to, whatever other part of me I'm trying to talk to. And so I'm like, okay, anxiety, like, I'll let you know if I need you. Like, but right now, like, I promise we're good. And, like, I am. But, like, you still just can't be like, shut up, anxiety, I'm trying to do this. Like, you have to be, like, kind and be like, you know, like, I know that you're trying to protect me and I am really grateful for you, but, like, you don't have to do this right now. And so, especially, like, dissociation, like, same thing. Like, that's another part of me that I can just be like, oh, like, hey, dissociation, like, I know that you're trying to protect me. Like, I know that whenever something like sexual is happening, I'm always like, I know that you always had to protect me, and like, I know that you're just like there for me, and I'm so thankful for that. But like, right now, like, I'm safe, like, this is okay. Like, honestly, not even sexual, just like too intimate, like, physically with my body. Because like, I like the somatic work and stuff, and there's like EFT tapping, and like, I don't know, like, I just, my body being touched is like such a, like, that scares me. Like, literally, even like myself, like, stroking my arm or something, like, it just like makes me like, ugh, like, it freaks me the fuck out. And I don't know, I'm just trying to get more comfortable, like, touching myself, not sexually, like, not, we're not getting like that personal on here, but just literally like rubbing my leg or something. I'm trying to do it now. I'm like, this is okay, like, this is okay, like, oh my god, hey, like, there's my knee, like, I don't know, that's just weird to me, and I don't really touch myself that much. But whatever. Anyway, so yeah, I'm just trying to figure out the different parts of me and like just to help me become more embodied, and then just help me, like, I don't know, just kind of unlearn some ways of talking to myself and just speaking to myself. I feel like that's something that I could definitely be better at and that I want to improve in that. I just want to be able to. I want to be able to be like, oh, that's anxiety. Like, there she goes again. Crazy girl. Like, I don't know. I've heard a few different people talk about that, and I feel like I sound like super crazy talking about it right now, but the people that I've heard talk about it have been really good. I don't know any off the top of my head, but I don't know why I'm yawning so much. But whatever, I don't know. I'm trying that out because whatever the fuck I'm doing isn't working. And I'm just like, I don't know. I feel like I get lost in my head sometimes, and then I just spiral like a little crazy girl that I am. But whatever. So I don't know how I got to that. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, how did we get there? Talking to the parts of me. Oh, because I could do that whenever I was driving. Like, if I'm driving for long enough, then I can just be like, oh, who's that talking? And I can talk to all the parts of me. Cute. Fun. So, whatever. I feel like I really haven't. Oh, my fuck you motherfuckers. Guess what? Last Thursday, or Wednesday, or Thursday. It was Wednesday. Last Wednesday, I was out and I told Cheyenne that I bought something, and then I was like, let me see when it's gonna be here, and it was delivered. And so, best day ever. I got a Flowstar. And if you don't know what that is, look up Flowstar. I don't know, just look it up on TikTok, it'll pop up. But there's all like, it's a flow toy, which is like a like festival thing. Like, there's all different kinds of flow. Like, I don't know, like, you know, the light up gloves, like, that's a flow. People will have like the light up whips. Those are super cool. I want one of those really bad, but those are pretty expensive if you want like a good one. And you have to like lube them up or something. So I don't really know. So I didn't get that. I decided to go with the Flowstar. And yeah, there's all different kinds of things like or the little loop, the levitating like thing. That one's cool too. They're all cool. But yeah, there's a bunch of just different little like toys pretty much that you can get for festivals. And Cheyenne has a hula hoop. She does that. She has all kinds of tricks with the hula hoop. She's cool. And yeah, so I wanted a little something. So yeah, I got a Flowstar and I love it. It's so much fun. And like, I've been making everyone do it with me. So I've been making Brody pass it back and forth with me. And then, like, me, Brody, Brianna, and my mom were all passing it around. It was so funny. And yeah, so I guess we're kind of all learning how to do it. But yesterday I was sucking it up. I was sucking so bad. I don't know why. I don't know what was going on, but I could not get in my flow. And Brody and Brianna are like, let us see. Like, let us see what you've been working on. What have you been doing? How's it going? Like, you're a pro now. And yeah, I was so scared, but I did it. It was so embarrassing because yesterday I fucking sucked. I don't know what was going on, but I was sucking so bad yesterday. And yeah, which the first and second day I was doing so good. I was practicing like probably for a couple hours so I could really get in my groove. And once I was in my groove, I was going and going. Where the pretty much since then, sorry, I don't know why I just started yawning out of nowhere, but I yeah haven't been practicing as much for as long. And like I picked it up at least for like 5 minutes or something, but I like to get in my groove and look on TikTok or YouTube and look at all the different tricks. And I'm just trying to like, once I get it going and once I can really go fast enough, that will be great. That's what needs to happen because right now I'm just at a point where I'm kind of learning how my hand is supposed to move in all these, like all these different tricks and stuff. But I found this one girl on TikTok and she said, learn your figure eights first. Like, that's something you need to learn that are pretty much like involved in every other little skill. So I'm literally just rotating my hands in figure eights, forwards, backwards, up, down. So yeah. I'm getting better. I'm definitely getting better, but I just still feel like I suck and it's so annoying because at first I was doing the front arm and I just kept hitting myself. And then I couldn't figure out how to go backwards, but I finally figured it out and I can finally do it without like losing my mind. And like, I have to look it up. I'm like, wait, how do I put my hand in a backwards figure eight? But because, like, obviously, forward, you're going thumbs down. That's how I learned it. You're like scooping ice cream. I think that's what the girl on TikTok said. And so you're putting your thumb down. And then a backwards figure eight, you're, hand is like in a fist, put your hand in a fist out to the side, and then tuck your pinky in, like turn your hand where your pinky is closer, is facing inwards towards you, and then you flick back and then forward, and you're scooping up with your thumb. Did that make sense? Whatever. A backwards figure eight. Look it up. Reverse figure eight tutorial. It's on TikTok, it's on YouTube, it's all there. But I can finally fucking know the motions of that. And then I've been trying to do the all around the world, which is like you spin it around like your body, like you go in like a full circle, but you have to go from backwards figure eight to forward figure eight. And whatever. Anyway, there's just all these little tricks that you can do. And so I'm just trying to figure out, just trying to practice them. And it's annoying because everyone else is like, I was seeing videos and they're like week one with my Flowstar and they've like got this one trick that's so cool and I'm like, oh, I just want to do that and work on one trick and be like so good at that. But I've been trying to do like 10 different tricks and so I'm like suck at all of them instead of like really being really good at one. Which the pizza man, the pizza toss, I'm pretty fucking good at that. Like, I've been practicing that one the most probably. But I love that one. Yeah, that makes me feel like I'm good at it. So, love her. But I'm trying really hard and I really want to be able to, like, ooh, do a little something by the time we go to Bonnaroo. I'm nervous because I feel like I'm still gonna suck and it's still gonna be so scary and embarrassing pulling it out for the first time. But pulling out at a rave, like, I feel like people are going to be so nice, and they're going to be like, oh my god, like, when'd you get your flow star? Like, this is so exciting. Or, like, maybe someone who's been flowing, like, they can be like, oh my god, let me help you, like, can I show you something, like, you're doing this wrong, or not mansplaining in any way, just a little, like, love, like, if they really, if they're like, if you would just, like, fix this little baby thing, it would be so good. I don't know, I guess that's kind of mansplaining to an extent, if they're nice about it, or if it's a woman, you know, sorry, but, yeah, so I'm excited, though, but if nothing else, then I can at least do it at camp, and that'll be fun. But he's so excited! Oh, I can't wait! But, anyway. That's that. I've been working. I'm gonna go probably practice after this until Jalen and Cheyenne get home from work. I can go to the lake. Which I'm so excited because my butt tattoo is finally healed today, bitch! It's officially been 2 weeks, and so I can get her wet. I can go to the pool. Ow, ow, ow. Which, I think it'll still probably be too cold to get in the lake, but just in case, because I might be feeling crazy. So, I'm excited about that. Because I got it on May, let's see, I got it on May 7th, and yep, 2 weeks today. Perfect, I love it, I love it, I love it. She's so cute, I'm obsessed. I'm gonna go look at it whenever I get done too. So I'm gonna go inside, look at my butt, and I'm gonna wear my swimsuit because even, I don't know, are we gonna go hike? Are we gonna go swim? Are we just gonna go lay out? Like, what is the vibe? I feel like we'll probably lay out, but whatever it is, I'm down for it. I'm excited. And we're all hanging out. We haven't all hung out in a long time, so I'm glad for that. But I hope it's just us three. Whatever, we'll see. If not, whatever, I guess. But I'm trying to think if I have anything else crazy. What else has happened? I've been planning my outfits. Just been trying to get ready. I think I finally bought enough clothes. And oh, motherfucker, my fucking Shein order. Which, fast shopping, I know it's really bad, and that is something, and I will be better at some point, and I feel like I am better than I was, but it's still in the process. I'm aware that I'm not condoning this necessarily, but currently it's a situation I'm in. So my fucking Shein order is not here yet, and I ordered it on May 8th. 2 weeks ago, which is like crazy because I usually get them like when Shein first came out or when I first found it, like I was probably getting them in like right at 2 weeks, like maybe a little longer, but definitely like on the longer side, where now mostly whenever I order, they're here in like less than like 2 weeks, like I would say probably like 7 to 9 days, like sometimes fast as hell. But so I guess I'm a little spoiled now with something, but I'm getting pissed because these are taking forever. I ordered them 2 weeks ago today, like that's a long time. And yeah, there's like hardly any updates because says that it's been awaiting, got picked up and shipped to destination, loading complete, goods have been handed over to the airline, plane departed from the airport, plane arrives at destination, package being scanned. But the package has been being scanned since May 17th, and it's May 21st, so what the fuck. So, but I really need that to get here before, because I bought a few tapestries, and I obviously need those for Bonnaroo, but whatever. So, that's where I'm at. But, and I bought this fan today. Oh, it's so cute. It's like metallic pink and silver, and it's so fucking cunt. I love it. And I've been watching you, and Yeah, it's crazy. I need to watch that too. Maybe I'll watch that while I flow. No, because I want to flow outside. I could watch it on my phone. I don't know. We'll see. But whatever. It's good. My mom said that it was crazy. She's like, "Oh my God, it's so crazy. You have to watch it." And then Cheyenne said that it was really cringe. So I was like, "Ooh, let me check it out. Let me see." And I guess I see both. Like, it's kind of cringe because they're like saying like delulu and like they're kind of talking in like TikTok language, and so like it feels a little unnatural, but then I'm also like, I kind of talk in TikTok language sometimes, and I can't help it because like I say what the helly. I love it. It's so fun. Like it's just stupid, I know, but it's so good. I'm like, what the helly? What the helly berry? Like, it's so funny. I can't help it. And Slay. I think that's all from TikTok, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. Well, why I started saying it, but I don't know. I would say that Slay so fucking much. Or period. I don't say period as much. I say Slay more, but still, like, I feel like all that's TikTok. So, whatever. I don't give up the. I'm still gonna say Hilly because it's funny. So, I don't know, but some of them saying it like Joe. I don't know what he said. He said a few things, but I'm just like, ooh, okay. So, whatever. I feel like this episode was kind of boring, but also kind of, it was kind of okay. It was kind of okay. I feel like I just don't have a lot today. My mind has mostly been on fucking Bonnaroo or my doctor. Like, that's pretty much it. I don't feel like anything crazy. Oh, wait. I'm a liar. I didn't even go back to talking about me and Stephanie. I'm gonna do that now. I don't care if it's over an hour. So, yeah, we're talking about these relationships and that shit, whatever. And then, she was like, yeah, like, honestly, like, I'm kind of that way with my boyfriend. Like, we kind of go back and forth. And, like, sometimes I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I should leave him, but we've been together for like a few years, so I don't know. Like, and I'm like, would you ever leave? And I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, shit, I don't know like how deep I can get, but I really just like I want to try. You don't know if you don't try. So I usually am like, "Oh, like would you ever leave him?" Like, you don't have to answer that, but if you do, like you should. But she said that yeah, she would leave him. And so I was like, ooh, tell me more. And so we started talking about him, and she was like, yeah, I have this one friend who said, if you're not changing, you're choosing. And I was just like, whoa, revolutionary. Because that's so true. If you're not changing, you're choosing. And I don't know, that just did something for me. I was like, hell yeah, I love that because I don't know, because some I feel like usually, like, my first thought after that is I'm like, well, to an extent, and in some situations, and yeah, I do think, you know, everything's its own situation, but for me, I feel like some things that I wish would change that I'm like, oh, I wish this would change so bad, like, and then I'm not changing them, like, I guess I kind of am choosing it in some situations that I'm in, so I like it. I said it to my mom today. I was like, ooh, if you're not changing, you're choosing. And I was like, oh, poetic, right? My client told me that. That I heard it from her friend. So, shout out to Stephanie's friend for saying that. That was good. I don't know if you came up with that or if somebody, that's like a famous quote or something, but I don't know. I like it. So, I'm keeping that in my mind. I don't feel present. I feel like this was just like something I kind of needed to get done, and then I've kind of jumped around a few different thoughts, but I haven't, like, I don't know, I just feel like, meow, like, I don't know, there's something wrong with my brain today, but whatever, I guess. I love you. I hope that you have a good day. I hope that you take a deep breath and can enjoy your day maybe a little bit and be present in the moment for a second. So, I love you. Oh, sorry. Fuck. Bye.